The title of the sharing is God's Word Puts Perspective in Our Lives. God's Word puts, life in perspective. God's Word puts life in perspective. Perspective, it's the way we look at things. Our frame of reference, perspective, is the broad grid through which we look at life. We're going to see seven verses tonight, and there are others, but I've just got seven for you, of scripture that put life in perspective. Perspective is much like a camera with a panoramic view. As we look through the lens, we see a wide landscape from the far right to the far left. And our perspective influences everything, such as our attitudes. Are we handling situations from our perspective or God's, as we'll see tonight? How about our mindset? Do we set our minds on the five senses perspective? Or do we set our vision on things of God? It's available. We need to look more and more at God's point of view. And what makes that easier is He had all this written down in a book called the Bible. You want perspective? Pick up His words. Let's look at seven Bible verses, like I said, that put life in perspective. But the greatest perspective ever known and spoken was by the example of our brother and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So to see this one, before we get into the seven, please go to the Gospel of John, chapter 5, and verse 19. John 5:19, please. And this wonderful perspective doesn't humble your hearts, what will? Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, of a truth, certainly of a truth, of a truth, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do, for what things soever He doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. He's imitating His Father, like we were when we were little, we're imitating our fathers. But that's Jesus' perspective on life. Okay? So let's get started. The first one, verse 1, we're going to go to Acts chapter 17, and we'll pick this up in verse 29. Acts 17:29. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance, God winked at. I can see God going, oh. winking his eyes going, come on. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained. And who is that? Jesus Christ, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He hath raised Him from the dead. That's what we're dealing with here. Okay? No matter who is the leader, no matter who is in leadership, whether our government, in our cities, in our schools, or in our churches, God always reigns from heaven, not with a fist, but with His loving guidance. David, when he was dealing with the Philistines in Psalms, wrote that he knew God reigned supremely and had everything under control. This was David's perspective. See? That was David's perspective. So the perspective of the verses we just read, God reigns supreme over our world today. He knows exactly what's going on. Verse 2. Please go to Psalms chapter 73, please. And when you get there, drop down to verse 26, if you would. See, all these things that we're looking at, as far as perspective goes, You need to look at them with an open heart and know that they're there for a reason, so that we have something to compare the good with the bad, the wise with the dumb, and so on and so forth. So verse 26 in Psalm 73 says, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion for how long?
Forever.
Forever." Right. No matter what we lose, how we feel, or what's going on in our lives, God is always with us. The perspective is this. Our Abba Father is very personally interested in us and able to support us through every season of our lives. Verse 3, staying in Psalms, we're going to go to Psalms 100, please. Psalms 100, verse 5. "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Right now, it's our generation. The next one that comes along, if Christ hasn't come back yet, it's going to be good for them too. This is one of the most beloved and quoted psalms. We even sing this song, right? Is that song popping in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the perspective, brothers and sisters. The Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. It never runs out. Along with his faithfulness to all generations, what comforting words. You know, people, everyday people like you and I, can tell someone, "Oh, I'm going to do this for you, and I'll always be there," and stuff like that. But there's times when they're not. They don't, you know. But not our Father. All you got to do is talk to him and call on him. He's there. He's listening. Okay, now verse 4. The fourth verse is in 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4. And verse 17 and 18. I'm going to read this one out of the NLT. Okay? "For our present troubles," who has troubles? Okay, I'm just checking. "Are small." Well, why is God calling? How does he know? He knows. Because when you compare it to what he gives us and the blessings, they're small. "And won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever." Your problems won't, but the glory and the blessings God gives us will. Verse 18. "So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone. But the things we cannot see will last," again, for how long?
Forever.
No matter how bad we think we have it, and some of us can say, "Yeah, I've had it bad, real bad." Know this, we can't, nor do we want to take it with us. Amen?
Amen.
Good. Here's the perspective. We don't need to spend time dwelling on the storms. Instead, we focus on all that is coming, including our blessings and all that God has ahead for us. That's what we gain. That's what we focus on, you know? And that will squelch all the other stuff. You'll deal with it. You'll get through. They're small. They won't last forever. But the love of God does. His comforting words does. If you think, "Well, I haven't heard from God," pick up the Bible. He's talking there, right? It's a personal love letter to us. Verse 5. Please go to 1 John. Chapter 4. And I know you guys know this verse, but it adds perspective to our lives. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. "Ye are of God." Stop right there. We win right there. You win there. You're of God. You know? "Little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." You know, I've had people at work and other places say, "Well, if we're to go, how come this earthquake killed all these people and this person killed?" I said, to me, that's one of the easiest answers. Mm-hmm. You may not want to understand this, but the adversary, we're in his backyard. He's doing all this now. Not that God can't still help you, but that's why. Oh, I never thought about it that way. Now you know. Now you know. Perspective. Again, we don't need to spend time dwelling on the storm, but to focus on all that God gives us and will give us. Moving on, verse 5. That was verse 5. The perspective. Life has many ups and downs. Would you agree? But with Christ dwelling in us, it's what brings us the peace and answers that the world cannot give us. The world cannot give us. We have people who have opinions. Everyone has two, like elbows. But they're not necessarily the best. Their intentions may be right. But what are they basing that on? Hopefully, like the phone call I received the other night, we're basing it on things that we know from God's Word. Things that we know on how much He loves us and how much He wants us to love one another. We heard that in fellowship yesterday. Okay? Because it's true. It holds water. Verse 6. 1 John again. And we're going to go to chapter 4 again. But this time we're going to go to verse 18. 1 John 4:18. Another verse you're familiar with, but the perspective is there. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Well, if fear can cause us to be afraid, then this means we all need to focus more on the Christ-like reality and let love have its way. Perspective. God turns on the light in each of us. Fear keeps us in the dark. Knowing this, what dispels darkness? It's everything Christ is in us. That's how you get rid of the darkness. You know? God's already turned on the light in each and every one of us. So don't turn it off. And the last perspective of verses I want to look at is in Hebrews, please. You guys are wonderful. But I know you already knew that. I'm just reminding you. Hebrews chapter 13. And I'm going to look at this one in the Amplified Bible. So, it's Hebrews 13 verses 8 and 9. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is always the same, yesterday, today, yes, and forever to the ages. Do not be carried about by different and varied and alien teachings, for it is good for the heart to be established and ennobled and strengthened by means of grace, God's favor, and spiritual blessings, and not to be devoted to foods, rules of diet and ritualistic meals, which bring no spiritual benefit or profit to those who observe them. You see, there's many things in life that say this is the fix-all, the cure-all, you know. If it doesn't have God calories in it, no, it's not. No, it's not. Okay, you want to lose weight, you want to get stronger, you want, that's all fine and dandy, but there's more to life than a physical body, right? It's our spiritual body. It's the new man nature that we want to build up, make strong, wax strong. We can take this promise to heart. Jesus' doctrine never changes, is what it's talking about. Okay, remember, he is doing his Father's will. Jesus is not going to see something in God's Word one day and then flip around the next day. You know, you can do this. Then I see that same person walking down the road to wherever and says, you know what? I was wrong. I don't think you can do that. You know? No, Jesus is going to bring us the comfort and the reality that God wants us to know. Why? Because he's doing God's will. his doctrine will never change, because his doctrine belongs to God. And now, he belongs to us. So would we go around saying one thing about a person and flip it around the next day? No. We hold fast to the truth. That's what we want, the knowledge of the truth. Not to be intellectuals when it comes to the Bible, but to be someone in and out of season to help the next person, including ourselves. Here's a perspective. No matter how crazy things get around us, we can rest in the fact that what Jesus Christ exemplified is completely faithful and dependable. Nothing else in life can compare to that or to him. God only has given us the best. See? And this is an example of his love. And this gives us perspective on who we are in Christ compared to our old man nature. See? Let me close with this comment. The tribulations in life, we don't let them stop us from enjoying far exceeding blessings and peace God has for each of us. And that's why I wanted to share with you tonight some perspectives using some verses, God's word, to show us what we have and really the angle we need to look at life through. All too often, people get these two mixed up, perspectives and common sense. And once you do that, you're in trouble. But I've seen people twist them around. You know, they think that their perspective is common sense, or their common sense is a perspective. It's not. It's not. But when it comes to God's word, like we saw, there's great perspectives to learn from. You see, that's what we endeavor to do. And my challenge to you, you can get these verses from me later, whatever, is to look for more perspectives in God's word. When you read it, go into his word with saying, Father, show me a perspective on this situation I'm having, or how do I need to look at this situation? Because my wisdom is not enough. Like Jesus Christ said, I can do nothing of myself. Right? So, I trust that will hold you until the next fellowship. And I just want to close with a prayer so we can end the recording. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you again for your perspectives in our lives and how it's not so hard, Father. Matter of fact, it's a joy to see it and to know that all we have to do is believe, Father, and receive them with an open heart. With an open heart, Father. So that every one of our days is a blessing, Father. Especially when they're not so easy. We use your perspectives on who we are in Christ, Father. So I just pray for everyone in this room and everyone who is called in that we have a greater perspective in our lives when it comes to things of you and each other. And it's in Jesus Christ's name that I pray. Amen. Amen.